Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Yud in Maseches Megillah. We are Baruch Hashem well into 700 dapim in Shas. I'm recording this in the Old City, and I have the count of exactly which daf we're up to in Ramat Beit Shemesh. Our daf is going to discuss the differences between the Bama Gedola and the Bama Ketana. That's on the bottom of Tesama Beis. We're going to discuss, our daf is going to be an important discussion of Kedushas HaMikdash, the status of Kedushas Yerushalayim. I guess it's worth it that we're learning it here within the walls. The Mishnah, two lines from the bottom, Tesama Beis, describes Yerushalayim Lifnim Min HaChoma, and we'll pass up on not knowing exactly which daf we're up to in Shas. At the end of the day, it's much more important that we know the halachas of Kedushas Yerushalayim, and that will be the discussion on Yud Amid Aleph. We will also have a very, very important machlokis amongst the Tanoim of Kitcha Rishayna, Kitcha L'Shaita U'Asid Lavo, or Kedusha Shnia, Kitcha L'Shaita V'Kitcha L'Asid Lavo. And that is a discussion of which Kedusha that was bestowed on Yerushalayim, the first Beis HaMikdash or the second Beis HaMikdash, which Kedusha remains, and hopefully we will also discuss some nafkaminas in that regard. On the Beis, after the Gemara will discuss Kedushas Yerushalayim, we will begin many dapim of Agadita. The next few days are going to be dapim that are full of Agadita, and we're going to begin to darshan the psukim from Daf Yud on the Beis all the way through up until the second parak, all the way Daf Yud Zayin. We will be having discussions of Agadita, darshaning the psukim of the Megillah. So let's Beis Rav Hashem begin where we had left off, 10 lines from the bottom and Tesam and Beis. Ein bein bama gedola bama ketana, says the Mishnah. There is no difference between a bama that was introduced by Moshe Rabbeinu in the sense that the bama gedola was the Mishkan, which ultimately went to Nov and Givon, and then finally was relocated El HaMenucha V'El HaNachala. The Gemara in Zvachim expounds that the status of bama was changed when the bama was turned into the Mizbeach in Yerushalayim. During that period of time that it was in Nov and Givon, what's referred to by Rashi as the Mizbeach Shel Moshe, there's no difference between that Bama Gedola and a personal Bama. During that period of time, it was permissible to have one's own personal Mizbeach. Ein bein Bama Gedola Bama Ketana. There's really no difference between the Bama that Moshe Rabbeinu made for the Mishkan and that roved in Nov and Givon, and the Bama Ketana that a person had in his backyard if he decided to introduce that spirituality in his own Dalet Amos. El Psachim. The only difference was that the carbon Psachim could not be brought on the Bama Ketana. Zeklal. This is the rule. Kol shehi nidev v'nidev karab b'bama. Anything that was a neder or a nedava. A neder, of course, is if a person promises a particular item for a mizbeach, or if he promises as a nedava that he's going to donate something, so it could be brought on a bama. Kol she neder v'nidev karab b'bama. V'chol she eina lo neder v'lo nidev eina karab b'bama. But those things that are not a neder and a nedava, so then in such a case they cannot be brought on a bama ketana. The Gemara is going to point out, therefore, immediately, and Rashi spells this out at the beginning of the Gemara, that from the conclusion of the Mishnah, we see it's not only a carbon psachim that can't be brought on a baba ketana. Anything that's not a neder and a dava, for example, chatas, ola, and so on, analyzes the Gemara, seven lines from the bottom. Rashi spells this out beautifully. Psachim v'sulo, is it just a psachim that can't be brought on a baba ketana? There are many other things. Anything that's not a neder and a nedava. For example, Rashi's example are kabanos tzibur, tzmidim u'musafim. So they all also can't be brought on the bama. That is the bama ketana. So it says the Gemara, mani Rabbi Shimon hi. Who must our Mishnah go according to that says that a bama ketana cannot be used for kabanos chova, but a bama gedola can be used for kabanos chova? It's following the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. The reason it's going to follow specifically Rabbi Shimon is because the Gemara had just said that those things that are like a korban pesach, those could be brought on a bama gedola, and Otherwise, if it's a neder and an adava, it could be brought on a baba ketana. What's unique about Karban Pesach? Rashi explains that a Karban Pesach has a zman kavua. So anything that has a zman kavua, by definition, can be brought on a bama gedola only and not a bama ketana. Now, the inverse is also true. And that is that only those things that have zmano kavua are brought on the bama gedola. But what about those karbanos that don't have a zman kavua? Take a look at Rashi, six lines from the bottom that delineates a par helam dover. If the nasi forgets, a halacha makes a mistake. So then in such a case, the Torah describes in Parshas Vayikra a special carbon that's brought, or Si'irei Avodah Zarah, if Klal Yisrael serves Avodah Zarah. All of those things would not be brought, according to Rabbi Shimon, on a Bama Gedolah. So says the Gemara, the Sanyas we learned in Brice from Shimon Eimer, Af Tzibur Lo Yikrivu El Psachim, V'choyvei Shekavu Elohem Zman. The only thing that was brought in a Bama Gedolah are those things that have a designated time. Avachova She'en Kavu Elohem Zman. Hacha v'hacha lo krav. They're neither brought on a bama gedola or a bama ketana. Mark continues to be long to the bottom on Tesama Beis with a new Mishnah, a very important Mishnah. Ein bein Shiloh l'Yerushalayim. There is no difference between the Mishkan in Shiloh and the Beis Hamikdash in Yerushalayim. Ela shebeshiloh yoichlin kachim kalim u'maiser sheini b'chol harot. When it came to Shiloh, any time that the Mishkan in Shiloh was an eye's distance, so then in such a case, one was able to eat kachim kalim u'maiser sheini. Will be Yerushalayim, but here in Yerushalayim, it's only here where I'm sitting now. L'fnim minachoma, inside the walls of Yerushalayim Yer HaKodesh. Of course, we need to point out that when we say the walls, we don't mean the old city walls today that were built by the Turks. For example, from the building that we're sitting in, one could see to Shar HaShpot. So that those walls over there were not the original walls, in the sense that the real city of Yerushalayim Yer HaKodesh, extended further to the south, including parts of modern-day Silwan. So Yerushalayim lifnim ha'choma, Yerushalayim inside the walls, then you're allowed to eat kachim kalim ma'aser sheni, because the Torah HaKadosh says that one could eat kachim kalim, the kachim that one can eat in Yerushalayim, only lifnei Hashem, as well as ma'aser sheni. V'kan, but what they do have in common, Shiloh and Yerushalayim, kachim kachim necholim lifnim minakol. Those things that don't have simply Kedusha, but qualify as Kodshe Kodshim, those Karbanos, so those were eaten only within the walls of the Mishkan, and in Yerushalayim, they were only eaten in the Azara. The difference, of course, between Kodshe Kodshim and Kodshe Kalim is described in the Mishnah in Zvachim, which is printed in the Siddur, that's Perek Ezel Mekoman. For example, the Mishnah says that an Ola is considered Kodshe Kodshim, and therefore the Mishnah there in Zvachim repeats the Yisod that we have in our Mishnah, that it could be only eaten in the Azara. In contrast to Shlamim, a Shlamim is called Kachim Kalim, and it could be eaten Bechol Ha'ir, as described over there. Says our Mishnah, last line, at Tesam Beis and Megillah, that Kachim could be eaten Lefnim and Aklaim. Kedusha Shiloh, Yesha Chareha Heter. Kedusha Shiloh has permissibility on its ground afterwards. In other words, there isn't any remaining Kedusha in Shiloh. In fact, there is a city that should be in our Tfilos because it is in the West Bank and it's not an easy city to live in, and it's roads to drive on, unfortunately, today, called Shiloh, where I went with the Talmidim, and there is an area that the residents believe is an area, and archaeologists, I think, as well, believe that this is the area actually of the previous Mishkan in Shiloh. That area, we're allowed to walk on. Yesh acharei heter. It's permissible, and it doesn't have any residue kedusha. When Rashi says on the top line, when Shiloh was destroyed, so then in such a case, the kedusha did not stick around, and memela, and this is the kavana of the Mishkan, when it says, yesh acharei heter. And therefore, the halacha is that the bamas went back to its original state. They were once again matir bamas. However, Kedushas Yerushalayim ain acharei heter. When it came to Kedushas Yerushalayim, there is no heter afterwards, even after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, as the Gemara in Zvachma, Kuf Yutet Samar Aleph, says, ki lo basam ad ato el ha-menucha, Ve'el ha-nachala, that the Pasuk Nachala refers to Yerushalayim, And there's a difference between the two. That when it came to Shiloh, so then after they made the Mishkan over there, there wasn't, when they made it there, there wasn't a Heter Bamos. However, once it was removed, there was once again new Heter Bamos. However, Vela Nachla is a separate pasuk. The Gemara in Zvachim tells us to tell us that there, once it comes, El Hanachala, which refers to Yerushalayim, our inheritance. Yerushalayim stays forever as our inheritance for Kedushas HaMakom, in contrast to Shiloh. So then, in such a case, then Bamos cannot be made there afterwards. The Gemara continues two lines from the top of Yudam and Alf Amr, Yitzchak Shemati Shemekrivim Beis Chonav B'Bizman Azeh. This is a famous discussion in Zvachim as well, that Rabbi Yitzchak describes that they did bring Karbanos in Beis Chonav. Now, Beis Chonav is actually a very confusing thing from the perspective of Chazal. You see, the Chazal are confused by it. Let's take a look at Rashi. Beis Chonav, it's a Mizbeach that Chonav, the son of Shimon HaTzadik, built in Mitzrayim. It was a Bama that was built in Mitzrayim. Now, there is a discussion in the Gemara whether it was built L'Shem Shamayim. This is going to be, as we will see in our Gemara, the opinion of many, or there are some who say that it was built as a Beis Avodah Zarah. Wow, two extremes, a real confusion of what exactly Beis Chonav was. So Rabbi Yitzchak points out that number one, he heard that they brought, even in the time of Rabbi Yitzchak, in the Bama in Mitzrayim Bizman Hazeh. Analyzes the Gemara. Kasavar, the only way you could explain that the Chachamim advocated this was based on the following two premises. Number one, Beis Chonav la Beis Avodah Zarah. It has to be that Beis Chonav was not a place for Avodah Zarah. Vika Savra, and the other opinion is, Kedusha Rishona Kitcha L'Shaita V'lo Kitcha L'Asid Lavo. That Rabbi Yitzchak was assuming that the Kedushas HaMikdash of Yerushalayim was something that did not remain. And therefore, there was once again a heter of Bamos. Dichsiv, because the pasuk says, "Ki lo basam adata el amenucha ve'el hanachala," the pasuk that we've been quoting a few times, "Asher Hashem el kefan osin lach," which appears in Devarim Yud Beis, "Menucha zo shilo nachla zo Yerushalayim," and "Makish nachla lemenucha." We compare the nachla to menucha. Ma menucha yeshacharei heter, just like when it comes to Shiloh, after Shiloh is destroyed, there's a heter bamos. Af nachla yeshacharei heter. Now the Gemara questions, and the Talmidim of Rabbi Yitzchak even question, does this make sense that what Rabbi Yitzchak had said? Amar Le Amarta, did you actually say this, that you could bring a Bama on a Bama Bizman Hazeh? Amar Lu, they responded, lo, I did not say. Amar Rava, Ho Elohim, Amara, I swear that Rabbi Yitzchak did say this. V'gimirna lo mine, and I learned it from him. And why did he renege on it? Because it could be Rabbi Yitzchak said that he didn't say it. He meant to say, no, I don't hold of that now. But he did say it, says Rav, once upon a time. Mishum kasha de Rav Mari. Rav Mari asked the question. The Masa Rav Mari. Rav Mari asked, Kedusha Shilo Yesh Acharei Heter. Kedusha Yerushalayim Ein Acharei Heter. Number one, Rav Mari asked from our Mishnah, that our Mishnah is expressly against this teaching of Rabbi Yitzchak, that Kedusha Shiloh doesn't have a heter afterwards. Excuse me, Kedusha Yerushalayim doesn't have a heter afterwards, but Kedusha Shiloh does. And we, in the time of Rabbi Yitzchak, are already talking about post-Churban Yerushalayim. Va'otnan, and another question, Mishabali Yerushalayim Nesra Bamos, V'lo Hayelahem Od Heter, and not only when Yerushalayim was destroyed, but even once they came to Yerushalayim, then the Iser Bamos was introduced. Vihi Haisa Nachala. And this was the Nachla that's referred to in the Pasuk. Kiloi Basim Adata Ela Menucha Vela Nachala. When we say Vela Nachala, we're referring to that phenomenon. So now it seems that Rabbi Yitzchak's original statement was a mistake. However, the Gemara points out that the status of Bama as becoming Aser due to the fact that once we came to Yerushalayim, there was a lasting Kedusha. That is a machlokes tanoim. Says the Gemara, tanoi, that's machlokes tanoim. Disanya, the correct ear says probably disnan. We learned in a Mishnah, if I'm not mistaken, this Mishnah is in Shavuos on the Aftez Zayinam and Aleph. I'm Rabbi Eliezer, Shemati, Kishayu Bonim Behechel, when they built the Hechel, Osin Kloim Lehechel, Buklon Lazar. They made curtains both for the Hechel and the Azara. Ella, but there was a difference between the heichal, in other words, the curtains that are going into the area that we have the menorah and the mizbeach hazav, etc. El shebeheichal boinim mibachutz ubazorah boinim mibifnim. That there was a subtle distinction whether the mechitza was part of the shiur, part of the area, the airspace of the heichal itself, or not. When it came to the kloyim laheichal, so then those are built outside. And in the azara, it's part of the actual wall space, is part of the azara itself. The nafkamina, of course, is the status of the wall itself. Is it considered part of the heichal or not? So if we're talking about the heichal, so then it's mibachutz, and the answer is no. If it's the azara, then it's considered part of it. Ve'amar Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shua also taught, shamati, a totally different teaching in regards to halachos of kedushas hamakom, shamati shemakriven afal pishein bayis. That I heard that you could be makriv after the bayis rishon was destroyed, even before the Beis Hamikdash was rebuilt. Rashi points out that this was a historical phenomenon, according to this opinion, that in the days of Koresh, the pasuk in Ezra describes that the bayis was not complete, and according to Rabbi Yoshua, they were already bringing karbonos. Similarly, kachay kachim, you could even bring kachay kachim and eat inside the theoretical walls of the Azara, afal pi shein kachim, afal pi shein kloim. Kachim kalim maiser sheni. Similarly, when it comes to shlomim, as well as the maiser sheni that's brought to Yerushalayim, afal pi shein choma, even though there wasn't a wall yet. Why could all this be done? Mipnei shekedusha rishona kitchel shayit v'kitchel asalavo. The kedushas hamakom remains of the Beis HaMikdash, and once the Kedushas HaMakom remains, so then in such an instance one is allowed to bring karbanos in that place. The Gemara infers that since it was said in the name of Rabbi Yoshua, there were two different teachings and two different opinions of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua. Says the Gemara, Michlal, it would seem from here to Rabbi Eliezer Savar, Loi Kitchel Asid Lavai, that Rabbi Eliezer is of the opinion that the Kedusha is not full-time standing. In other words, the fact that there was once Kedushas Bayis Rishon after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, so the Kedusha did not remain. See, there is a Machlokes Tanoim whether the Kedusha Rishona remains, and that could have implication of whether you're allowed to build a Bama after the first Beis HaMikdash. Because we see the El Hanachala wasn't entirely fulfilled according to the opinion of the Man D'Amar, who says Kedusha Rishona Kitcha L'Shaita, it was Mekudesh for that time, V'loi Kitcha L'Asid Lava. Amalei Ravina L'Ravashi, Ravina said to Ravashi, Mimai, Dilma D'Kulei Alma, maybe you could read in the above mission, Shavuos, Kedusha Rishona Kitcha L'Shaita V'Kitcha L'Asid Lava. Umar, Mai D'Shmiel L'Kamar. Umar, Mai D'Shmiel L'Kamar. Each one of them, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua, were just teaching different halachas. Where do you see expressly that Rabbi Eliezer is chaylik on Rabbi Yoshua? If that's so then there isn't any machlaikis in regards to Kedusha Rishayna Kitcha L'Shaita V'Kitcha L'Asid Lava. V'chi Teima, and if you're going to say, Kloyim L'Rabbi Eliezer, Lamali, why did Rabbi Eliezer say there is a discussion about whether you need the walls or not? And according to Rabbi Eliezer, he said the walls go like this and the walls go like that. According to the opinion of Rabbi Yoshua, you don't need any walls, as we saw. According to Man D'Amar, who says Kedusha Rishona Kitcha Shaita V'Kitcha L'Asid Lava, there's no need for the walls at all. So the Gemara originally understood that Rabbi Eliezer is talking about the walls because he's saying without the new walls of the Beis HaMikdash, the Kedusha Rishona does not stand. Says the Gemara, no, that's not what he's doing. L'tzniyus ba'alma. The reason in general that we need it is for tzniyus. And the walls are not necessary to create Kedushas HaMakom, all the Kedushas is there. Rather, when the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, both the second one and Be'ezer HaShem, the third one, so then in such a case, the need for them is simply L'tzniyus ba'alma. But it's not what defines Kedushas HaMakom. And therefore, even Rabbi Eliezer could hold Kedusha Rishon and Kitchel Shaita V'Kitchel HaSid Lava, and Karbanos could be brought on the Makom HaMikdash even without the walls. Ella Kihani Tanoi. Says the Gemara, but there is another Machlokas Tanoim that brings out a discussion about Kedusha Rishon and Kitcha L'Shaita V'Kitcha L'Asilavo or not. The Sanya we learned in the Braisa last narrow line Yudam and Aleph. Am Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yislam Machanu Chacham Es Elu. Why did the Chacham count these cities? Shekisha Alu Bnei Hagola. When the Bnei Hagola came up, Matsu Es Elu V'Kitcha. They found these and they sanctified them. What are we referring to? We're referring to the cities that are described in the end of Erechim in regards to Batei Orechoma. Batei Orechoma are areas that are surrounded by walls, and those houses, when it comes to redeeming them, the Torah describes in Parshas Behar that if you want to redeem it, you can redeem it in the first year after you sold it. So you have 1 year to redeem it back. In this way, the halacha of Abayis Babate or Echoma is different than if he sells it in an area that's not a walled city, in the sense that a house could be redeemed during Yovel if it's from an unwalled city. But Batei Orechoma, you have 1 year, and that's it. So anyhow, there are differences between Batei Orechoma and those that are not. And those cities are listed in Erechim. Reb Shmuel Reb Yossi asked, Lama manu chafam eselu shekisha'alu b'nei agola matzu eselu v'kitcha. When they found it, they sanctified and said that those areas have a din of Orechoma. Aval Rishonos, but those areas that were originally Batei Orechoma, in other words, those had walls around them, Batlu Misha Batla Aretz, their sanctity and their status as cities were Batlu from Kedushas Aretz. How do you explain this? Alma must be that this opinion holds, Kasavra they hold, Kedusha Rishona Kitcha L'Shaita V'Loi Kitcha L'Asad Lavoi, that these areas have Kedusha for that particular time, and not for eternity. Asks the Gemara 4 lines from the bottom. Muramin, while asking the following question, Amar Shmuel Rabbi Yosef, Chi Elu Belvad Hayu? Were they only these cities that are mentioned in the end of Erechim, on Lamed Beis Amed Beis? Those are the only 9 cities. Valok Far Nemar. But doesn't it say in the Pasuk, in Devarim Gimel, that there were 60, Shishim Ir, Kol Hevel Argov, Uksiv, kol eila arim bitzuras chomos gavoah. The pasuk also says that they had high walls. Elolam manu chacham eselu. There's another explanation why only 9 are mentioned in Erechim. Shekisha'alu b'nei ha'gola matzu elu v'kitcham. That when they came up from the gola, they found them. And we explain, what does it mean they sanctified them? Kitcham, we asked, turning to Amud Beis. Hashta ha'amru. We learn that you don't need to sanctify them. We learn in a Braisa that says that you don't have to sanctify them. Rashi tells us that the Seifa says that you don't need to sanctify them. It must mean that when it says they sanctify, it doesn't mean that they gave it a new Kedusha, a new status of Kedushas Ayaros Be'eretz Yisrael. It already had it, but here it means they counted. This one is Kadosh V'Kedushas Ba'erechama. This one is Kadosh V'Kedushas Ba'erechama. And we learned expressly, V'lo Elu, and not only these, V'lo Elu B'lvad, not only these, Al Kol Shetal L'cha Masaris B'yot Chame Amosecha, Shemukefes Chame Mimois Yoshua Benun, Kol Mitzvahs Halalu Noagim Ba, we expressly learned that all cities that you know, if you have a tradition that it was mukefes chamim mos b'shua benun, so then in such a case we say kedusha rishon kitchel shaita v'kitchel asid lavo. So we point out the Gemara 7 lines on top of Yudah Beis kashid Rabbi Shmuel ad Rabbi Shmuel. So we now have a contradiction between Rabbi Shmuel's, because earlier we had Rabbi Shmuel as saying that the reason why those were mentioned in Erechin is because the others don't have kedusha because of kitcha rishona kitcha l'shaita v'lo kitcha la asid lavo. Answers the Gemara trei tanoi leave the Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Yossi. There were 2 opinions within Rabbi Yossi. V'iba yisem, or if you want, I could give you another teretz. Ha Rabbi Blazer Rabbi Yossi Amra. One Rabbi Blazer Rabbi Yossi said, "Disanya Rabbi Blazer Rabbi Yossi Amra Shalom Chama Afal Pishen Lo Achshav V'Hayi Lo Kodem Lechein." The pasuk uses the word Lo Chama. It's a Lo with an Aleph. My father may be well from his father used to say when we would say he would say no to us, he would say Loi Mita Aleph. So here it's a loy mita aleph, asher loy chayma, but also has the connotation lo, that it has in ir choma. It has 2 connotations. It has a wall and it doesn't have a wall. What is it coming to tell you? that even though it doesn't have a wall now, as long as it had a wall beforehand, so then in such a case, it has the status of Kedushas Arei Chomer. This shows that Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yossi was of the opinion of Kedusha Rishona, Kidsha L'Shaita V'Kidsha L'Asid Lavo, and there were two traditions of what Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi holds. Now the Gemara begins an entire new subject after we've discussed that there's a Machlekes Tanaim, it's a very, very important Machlekes Tanaim to know. Kedusha Rishona, Kidsha L'Shaita V'Kidsha L'Asid Lavo. Maybe we'll do Halacha from the Daily Daf if we have time, about all the implications of our sugya in terms of Kedushas Yerushalayim, which have some fascinating discussions. But now we begin Agadata, and we begin to analyze the Megillah. We have a tradition from the Knesset HaKedoshah. Anytime it says Vayhi, Eino El Loshen Tsar, it means that there is a pain that is going on. Vayhi Bimei Achashverosh Hava Haman. At the time of Achashverosh, there was Haman, and that is the tsar, that there was an existence of a Haman. We see also the expression of, that's because the pasuk there is describing to us in Shoftim, excuse me, in Rus. It says, beginning of Rus, and there it starts with a famine. Also, the pasuk says, in the beginning of Perek Vav in Bereishis, we see that mankind, this is before the destruction, through the Mabul, mankind had begun to go off the derech. We're talking about man traveling from the south. This is when they bring upon themselves the Migdal Bavel. Again, it says, Vahim Nasam Mikedem, ultimately they got themselves in trouble, Migdal Bavel. Vahibime Amraphel, the days of Amraphel, what's next? Asul Bukhama. The Muhammad follows. Vahibi Yos Yoshua Bericha Vikharba Shlufa Biyado. Yoshua sees an angel who has a sword set out. Vahi Hashem is Yoshua. Another case of Vahihi Vayimalu Bnei Yisrael. Bnei Yisrael did an Avera. Vahi Yeshachad Min Haram Asayim. Pasuk in Shmuel Aleph describes Elkanah, the father of Shmuel. And then the pasuk then says, Kieschano Ev Hashem Sogar Rachma, that Hashem had closed Chana's womb. The pasuk says, Vayhi Kasher Zaken Shmuel, that when Shmuel got old, the Lashon Vayhi is used. The next pasuk says, Lo Halchul Vanav Bidrachav, that his son didn't go away. After David kills Goliath, Vayhi David L'chol Drachav Maskil Vashem Imo. So there it seems that everything is good. L'chol Drachav Maskil Vashem Imo. But then the pasuk says, Vayhi Shol Oyein Es David, that Shol then caused David a lot of disturbance. Another bad Vayihi. Our daf is going to continue to do this. Vayihi ki yashav ha-melech b'veisei v'ashem iniach the pasuk teens lo misav mikol oivav. It says that David ha-melech, ostensibly things were going well. But then the pasuk says that in Divrei Hayom, rak ato lo sivna ha-boyis, that David got the bad news when he was able to relax, that he won't be zoche to build the base Hamigdash. So the theme of this Agadita has been that Vayihi generally means a bad thing. Asks the Gemara Vahaksiv, but there is a time that Vayihi seems to be used in the positive sense. Vayihi Bayoyim Hashmini Kor L'Moshe Aaron Uvon Zikne Yisrael. The pasuk says Vayihi of the Shmon Asimei Mulim Etanya Oysa Yoyim Oysa Simchlof Ne'akosh Baruch Hu Kiyom Shinim Rubo Shemayim Varetz. It was the greatest day, nothing positive, and there it says Vayihi. Says the Gemara, Ksiv Hacha Vayihi Bayoyim Hashmini Uksiv Hasam Vayir Vayivoy Kiyom Echad. We see that also, that the creation of the world has Vayihi, and hence the equation between two. So that's positive. Answers the Gemara, Hashchiv Nadav Avihu. No, there was something even sad that happened then, and that is that Nadav Vavihu died. Says the Gemara, Vaksiv, didn't we learn in regards to Binyan Beis Hamigdash? Vayihi Vashmoinim Shana V'arba Meo Shana Letzeis B'nei Sol Meretz Mitzrayim. Even Abayis Lashem, that they built the Beis Hamikdash. So shouldn't that be a positive thing? Oksiv, and another kasha. Vayihi kasha roz Yaakov es Rachel, when Yaakov saw Rachel. That's like the good stuff. He's about to marry Rachel. Another example. Vayihi vayihi v'er vayivok yom echad. Vayikah sheni, also the second day. Vayikah shlishi. Vayikah tuv, and there are many other examples. Elam Ravashi, so Ravashi needs to modify the rule. Kol vayi ikaha v'ikahachi. There are times it means good things, times it means bad things. Vayi bimei, but when it says vayi bimei, Eino el loshen tsar. That is a time of tsar. So says the Gemara, really? Is that so? The Gemara challenges that as well. Chamisha vayibi mehavu. The Gemara counts it out. The Gemara had Tanakh on its fingertips, and it says there are three times that says vayibi meh. Vayibi meh hashvirsh, vayibi meh shvaita, shvaitim, shvaitim aleph, vayibi meh amrofel, vayibi meh achaz, vayibi meh yoyakum. And all of those things are times, as we delineated above, times that weren't so good. The Omer Rebbe Levi, and we also learn from Levi, Devas HaMazars, we have a tradition from our forefathers. Amotz, the father of Yoshio, Vamatsya Achim Havli, they were brothers. My Kamashlan, what is Rebbe Levi teaching us in this tradition? Keha, the Amar Rebbe Shmuel Bar Nachmein, Amar Rebbe Yonison, Kol Kalashi, Tznua, Bebeis Chamea, Zochin Riyotzimen, and Melachim Nevim. From this teaching about Amotz and Amatsya, we're going to see that a Kala, who is modest in her father-in-law's house, that people don't even recognize her. So then, special things come from her. Minalan, how do we learn this from Tamar? We learn this from Tamar. Dechsiv, the Pasuk says that Yehuda didn't recognize his daughter-in-law Tamar. Vayirel Yehuda ve'achshevel lezani ki chisisa panel. Mishum dechisa panel ve'achshevel lezona. Just because her face was covered, he thought she was a zona. That doesn't make sense. In general, the zona doesn't dress immodestly. So what does that have to do with it? Two things. El mishum dechisa panel bebeis chameha. She had covered her face. V'lo avi yadla and didn't recognize her. Zachsa. Because of this, the yatzum mimenu melachim nevim. Melachim mi David. She was zochet to have descendants. Of course, from Peretz came David nevim and nevim. Now we get to the point about amotz and amatzia. Damer Rabbi Levi misars biyadenu me'avasenu amotz va'amatzia. Achim Hayu, the tradition that Amotz and Amatzia were brothers. Uksiv, and the Pasuk says, Chazon Yishayo ben Amotz, so we see that Yishayahu was from Tamar. We're going to continue giving different drushes from Rebbe Levi. V'amar Rebbe Levi also had another tradition. We had another tradition, Mekayim Aron, Eino min Hamida, that the measurements of the Aron, this Gemara appears as well in Bava Basra and in Yuma Chaf Aleph Amid Aleph, that the Makoma Aron did not take up any place in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It's not included in the measurements of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Tanya Nami Yachi Aron She'es Amesh Yesh Lo Eser Amis, it has 10 Amis L'chol Revach for every side. I mean L'chol Ruach for every side. Uksiv, and the Pasuk says V'lifnei Hadvir Esrim Amo Orech, that there was also 10 Amos in front of the Aron. Uksiv, and the Pasuk says K'naf Kruv Ha'echad Eser Amis U'K'naf Ha'kruv Ha'echad Eser Amis. If you make a calculation that the measurement of the Kodesh HaKadoshim is 20 Amos by 10 Amos, and the Aron was also 10 Amos, so then, Aron Gufa Hechahavi. Koi, where was the Aron itself? There's no room for the Aron. In other words, the measurements don't include the Aron itself. It must be that the Aron was standing as a miracle. In other words, it didn't take up any space, and it was a miracle that it was standing there altogether. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Yud in Maseches Megillah. We're stopping a little bit early. Be'ezer Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up about 20 lines from the bottom, and we'll continue with the Agadita.